coffee bags.
It's heaps stronger than an ordinary cooker bag. They do that kind of heavy stuff.
Let's say
they cost a lot more though.
Is that right?
Troy,
yes, ma'am.
He looked a good friend.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. He's bought a million pecans. You haven't, Luke.
Who? Oh, yeah, we were talking about a while ago.
Yeah.
Do you know his son?
John.
I think it's Jerry, the one I'm thinking about.
Yeah, my name's John, that's lived in Pensacola. He's gone been in Pensacola. I believe he's got one, though, named Jerry.
If it's a Quentin
boy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen Quentin. He come down here last year and picked up Jerry did.
He did. You know, Jerry and I went to high school together.
You did?
Graduated at the same time.
That's the only time that I've seen him two or three times.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen him two or three times. He'd been down the store two or three times last year and picked up pecans.
Yeah. What about,
I was saying about J.W. boy.
Yeah.
He's got a boy at Pensacola that buys pecans down there. And he's to run the Renfro pecan business right on since J.W. died. Quentin didn't open up his warehouse up here this year at all.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
Didn't have enough pecans. He'd been holding some from Georgia and delivering to Pensacola to his nephew.
Yeah. What about talking about hauling things? What would you call an amount of corn that you could take to the mill at one time? Not a full load of corn. You'd say that's just a what of corn?
Partial load, I reckon.
Have you ever heard people talk about a turn of corn?
Oh, a turn of corn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Is that not a full load or what?
Well, most of the turn right there will be like this.
Oh, yeah.
Just up yarn, just in it.
The amount you could take in your arm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be a turnip corn.
Let's say if that electric lamp over there burned out, you'd say you had to replace the what?
Bulb.
The light bulb.
I tell you, we need some. I know you think so.
all them burnt off.
What about after you've washed the clothes? What do you call that thing that you put the clothes in?
Clothes line?
Yeah, and the thing that you put the clothes in to carry them out to the line. That's the what?
Clothes basket.
That's the clothes basket. We were talking about a barrel a minute ago. Do you know of anything that's looks like a barrel except it's smaller?
Keg.
A keg, yeah. What, nails or something like that coming in?
Yes, or syrup. And way back, they used to have them. I forgot what they come in them keg about this long, about that big oak. Made out of oak or hickory or something of the kind.
Yeah.
But I can't remember what it is.
That's called a keg, Luke, wasn't it?
Yeah, they're
kegs. That's what
they
were called.
Then there's nail kegs, you know. Nails come from kegs.
Yeah. I guess they used to put gunpowder in kegs, too.
They might have.
Something like that, yeah. What would you call, talking about a barrel, what do you call that thing that runs around the barrel to keep the staves in place?
Hoops.
That's the hoops, And let's say you had a bottle with some liquid in it. What would you put in the mouth of that bottle to keep the liquid from spilling out?
Stopper.
What are those usually made out of?
Cork.
Made out of cork. Is that the same type of cork you see some people fish with?
Fish with. Some of the same stuff.
Same thing. Well, have you ever seen people... This is a musical instrument that they play with the mouth, you know?
Harp.
Is that a harp?
Yeah, I used to have one.
Is that right? Have you ever heard people call it anything besides a harp?
Harmonica or something like that.
This is, besides a harp, this was something else that was played with your mouth. You could kind of pick it, you know, it made a twanging noise.
Juice harp.
Yeah.
Juice harp or something like that.
Have you ever played one of those?
I never could play one. I had one or two of them.
I don't think all boy had time to play one of them.
Is that right? Yes. What about some of the types of